Mufti Taqi Usmani, a prominent Islamic scholar and head of Wifaq al-Madaris, has called on the Muslim world to impose a complete boycott of Israel, condemning the global community, especially the United States and the United Nations, while stressing that protests against Israel must be peaceful and warning that any harm to individuals or property is strictly prohibited under Sharia law. The call was made during the National Palestine Conference held in Islamabad, where numerous Islamic scholars from various schools of thought gathered to address the ongoing crisis in Gaza and Palestine. While condemning the failure of Muslim countries to act against Israel, Usmani questioned the purpose of Muslim armies and their weapons if they are not used to defend the oppressed Palestinians in Gaza. If Muslim countries' armies are not engaging in jihad over Gaza, what purpose do they serve? He said. The renowned cleric said that it is essential to keep Gaza alive and to completely boycott the products of Israel and its supporters while emphasizing the need to also boycott companies that aid Israel. However, he stressed that protests against Israel should not result in harm to anyone's life or property, as causing harm to others through stone throwing or violence is prohibited in Sharia and the boycott of Israel and its supporters' products should be carried out peacefully. Mufti Usmani reaffirmed Pakistan's stance, emphasizing that the country has no relations with Israel and that it will not recognize the State of Israel. He reminded the audience that the founder of Pakistan, Muhammad Ali Jinnah, had declared Israel an illegitimate state before the creation of Pakistan, and this position remains unchanged. Usmani also criticized the United Nations for enabling Israeli violence and noted the failure of the global community to hold Israel accountable while calling for a clear and unified declaration of jihad against Israeli occupation, stressing that Muslim leaders cannot shy away from their duty. Speakers at the conference highlighted the dire situation in Gaza, with reports stating that over 60,000 Palestinians have been martyred, including women and children. Israel is a terrorist state, said chief of his own faction of the Jamiat Ulama-e-Islam, JUEIF, Maulana Fazlur Rahman. The leadership of the Muslim world is inactive and the silence is deafening. He further emphasized that the time for mere condemnation was over and called for military intervention in Gaza. We must send our forces, for jihad is now a religious obligation, he said. The conference concluded with a unanimous declaration calling for a range of actions, including the immediate cessation of diplomatic relations with countries that recognize Israel and the establishment of a no-contact policy until an unconditional ceasefire is achieved.